Hello, stud. Today I have a treatment for you. And a game. You've not had anyone to drain your balls into the last little bit. And that's been by design. A good boy holding it in. Holding it at bay, holding back. Without anywhere to dump your sperm. I'm here to fix that. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow. But you've seemed to have gotten rather proud of your balls being so full of seed. Of resisting the urge to let go and masturbate. And I'll solve that, too. You've been so good lately. Waiting for the right opportunity, or maybe no opportunity at all. Is it hard having your sperm build up like that? It never stops producing now. That's just how you are. You're just open to, vulnerable to, ready to produce sperm inside those good boy balls of yours. Sperm always flooding, the vessels inside, the ducts, and it's getting thick. It's so heavy. Keeping it locked up in there is just something you've had to endure. But you've been so good at it. I'm really impressed. It's pressure, yes, but it's desire, too, right? Pent up. It wants to escape that thick, viscous load inside. A delightful feeling, luscious, insidious, continuous. So I'll invite you to play a little game with me. But I have to warn you up front. You're not playing just against me. All that locked-up seed wants to come out. It awakens your urge to climax. It wants to escape from the seminal ducts. Your sperm is trying to get out through ejaculation. And it's already keeping you hard. So hard. The longer it builds up, and it's building up second by second, the harder it's going to be to keep that thick load inside. Easier it'd be to just let it out. So you're playing against your own testes, against your own seed in lockdown, inside of you. Yet you've proven very good at this so far. So maybe you feel up to my game, for fun and to prove you can hold back. You're so confident you can stay a good boy, aren't you? That tight feeling in your testes locking your seed inside. You're confident it can weather any temptation. Any intoxication, any lust in the whole world, aren't you? Well, that's the game. You stay good. You keep it all inside. Keep that pent-up, sack-stretching sperm buildup from escaping. Keep it from escaping through your hard penis. You keep that inside and be a good boy despite the hunger. Knowing all that, will you still play the game with me? Oh, you don't quite think I'm right. You think it isn't so sperm-flooded down there as I say. Well, we'll see. You seem to have agreed. You win if you endure every word I say and make it to the very end without orgasm. And I will say many words. And I win if you masturbate. Or if you're overwhelmed and come on your own. Or if you just can't stand it anymore and give up or need me to stop. Or if the semen emerges on its own without any touching, without any prompting. So all you have to do to win is absolutely nothing. No orgasm, no touching. To let all those delicious feelings, this hunger for ejaculation, this fullness inside your testes, to let it all just continue to exist at the end of our game, as it has existed at the beginning. That's it. It's the entire scope. There may be some other flourishes, but that's the basics. You stay a good boy, and you'll win. Isn't that easy and nice? A test of will, a test of strength. A test of endurance, and a test of your testes themselves, and their contents. But it's easy. I won't touch your penis or your testes. I will fail to perform even one tiny pump of your good boy shaft myself. Or to touch those pent-up balls with their luscious cargo. I will allow everything on your end to transpire as it does. I will only speak. If I were touching you, then your resolve might falter, right? So you have nothing in the entire world to worry about, because you might become something other than a good boy if I were touching, but if I'm only speaking, you have an obvious advantage. Are we agreed on that? If so, you should take me by the hand, shake my hand, Acknowledge the contest. Acknowledge the terms. Accept them fair and square in your mind and commence. Commence what is sure to be a very interesting game between us. And maybe we'll both get what we want. But as I said, I'll only use my words. Then again, my words are a little special. You likely failed to notice it so far, but my words tend to go into your head through your ears, vibrate downward. Downward. Down. And find their way between your legs to those beleaguered balls. Your sperm is already demanding its escape, already straining at its confines and sending powerful hungers and cravings to you. It's been stored so long. There's so much energy and weight waiting to escape. And I'll be adding more. Yes, my words do not only travel between your legs, but once there they change. Changing from mere words. Changing from mere vibrations. Converting. Specifically converting into more sperm, more seed, which means that instead of the level of fullness of thick, hot, sticky, luscious sperm inside that you had at the beginning of the game, the amount will increase. It's increasing as I speak. Eventually, when I've added enough, turning the right words into the right kind of additions, for there are many types of pent-up seed that can be squirted into your seminal vesicles. You'll reach a point of testicular fullness, of sheer ejaculatory hunger, which you might not have reached for weeks on your own, or months, filling you to a capacity people just normally never make it to. But I suppose especially good boys could stand it, could hold out to the bitter end. And, if you did, you would win the game. So, this is my surprise, my treat, and my only hope of winning the game, that my words convert so readily, turn so readily, to sperm, to seed within you. And yes, I'm sure it'll feel wonderful for that to happen. Even if I fail to bring about ejaculation, you'll still be receiving my words, which turn to more sperm when they reach your balls after traveling in through your ear, bouncing down through the trunk of your body, arriving between your legs where they belong, where they convert, arriving, rebounding, squirting into specific locations in your testicles, the sperm arriving, created by the echoing, vibrating words, adding more, pumping into them. It pumps into them each time, each pump adding more thick, mind-consuming, thought-occupying seed to your already beleaguered balls, your already tormented testes, pumping them up, confining them, penning them up with more, confined testes full with more sperm until they're at their true capacity, which for good boys is, of course, very high. Most people would never make it that far. So you can feel even better with them filling and flooding as there's one particularly powerful spurt that goes to the very back and makes you feel it. And then another aimed carefully at the wall so it will drizzle down. Pop. A penetrative, thoroughly soaking jet of sperm inside. Every time they coat. Every time they cover. Full as they are, I'm gonna have to aim carefully. All that seed begging to be released. Well, full as they are, I'm gonna have to aim. To give you additions, my words, with maximum impact in those very full testes, just waiting, begging, yearning to ejaculate. You're always fighting the urge, the yearning, the build-up inside. The seed itself wants to escape, the sperm wanting to be ejaculated from the confines of your testes, to drive you beyond your limit. And I know what your limit is, so it's not one small, quick sprint. It's something very different. Like staying pent up in the first place, this will be a long, drawn-out battle. And you will just have to deal with the spurts of semen I will squirt into your balls to fill up the vessels, to fill the ducts to capacity, until they're absolutely overflowing with your seed. And because you've got to stay good to win this little challenge, because you've got to keep the seed inside your balls, well, your objective is really quite simple. You just need to do nothing at all. Keep your resistance strong, avoid the feelings of wonderful squirting pleasure pressure. You exist with a fullness, constant and thick, inside your testes, waiting to be ejaculated, to be expressed, to truly escape, waiting for an opportunity to escape when there's a long, slow jet wave of seed pumping into them, filling a previously unused duct, thick inside the sac, in your testes, flooding the seminal vesicles still. The seed within so thick that it sits on the vessels, luscious and intense, often affixed to the top, dripping down, hanging in streams and sheets of sperm within. But I feel it could be more densely packed than it is. I feel it could more thoroughly fill and flood the vessels. And the mix of seed filling those agonized, tormented balls right now, it's pretty uniform. It's just what you make on your own. I think it's really possible to add more, and to make it different enough that it will confront your desire for ejaculation with a more powerful urge than ever before, that it will fill you with an alternative way of thinking and feeling about your balls, as the sperm comes in squirted and pumped, projected into you as my words turn to seed within your balls. I believe the right combination of words could easily squirt new patterns, new density, new testicle flooding waves of sperm squirted right in. Do you permit, perhaps, the obvious truth that I can envision other types of seed to enter your balls than just those you produce naturally? Correctly flooding your balls with shots of unique, specifically chosen sensation. Correctly flooding your balls is my only hope of victory, after all. Correctly sending different jets of sperm into them. Coming from my words, vibrating in your head, down your spine, through the trunk of your body, finding those delectably receptive vessels within your balls, the seminal ducts in your balls, far from as full as they could be. There are whole untouched areas. This level is enough to persuade your mind to moan and desire, perhaps to transfix your expression, I should think. Your senses rising into intense need for release, hunger for the pleasures of ejaculation. But you're a good boy, so you need an extra nudge, an extra thought or two from me, or 10 or 20, if I'm to have any chance at all at winning this game tonight. A jet of thick seed, thick, as in it moves very slowly, from the words into your testes, filling your balls out that little bit more. You know, every time that happens, it's just like when you produce seed normally over time. The new sperm makes the same demands that all the sperm you've saved up in your balls ever and always demands, a demand to be released. One more pleading, wheedling urge coming from those tortured testicles, one more from my latest pump. And then a new jet, a sticky jet of seed born of my words, sperm adding to what is already within. Wetly smacking against the walls inside, clinging to them, finding empty places or spaces to densely slide in, where there was no seed before, there is now, a capacity beyond thought and beyond limit, a pump, a precisely targeted jet of new seed. And it does pump, pumping organically in, newly made, as your balls are slowly filled. It has to be slow, because I've got to aim. I have to decide. I have to think to work with what's in your balls and make them feel ever more full, to select just the right kind of seed to break a good boy's resolve. Just what ammunition will be pumped into these sperm-slicked confines, deep in your balls past the vessels, into the ducts, adding sensation. Sensation that differs. Differs from the norm. Differs from what you develop on your own. Focus on your shaft, how hard it is when you're this pent up in your balls. The potential for release is not far behind when I pump and pump new throbbing possibilities into your testes, new ways to fill out that shaft. All of your sexual urges are focusing on your balls themselves. The shaft, even though it's hard, the head, even though it may drip a drop of pre-cum if you're not careful. Those things are secondary to your chaste and long-restrained balls, which are begging for release from their torment. Though you're on top of it, of course. You're certain that you can stand it, and that your endurance will outlast me and all of my words, all of my pump, pump, pumping of new and unique jets and types of seed in new and unique targeting patterns. What am I going to squirt deep in your balls to add sensation that differs? The focus on your shaft and its potential for release is long behind. All your sexual urges right where they belong, on your balls. Your endurance, if you think it will outlast me, well, both the endurance of those seed-flooded passageways, those storage tanks, for all the seed you could be helplessly releasing if you just let go, and the other type of endurance, too, where your mind and body must outlast the words I say, must go beyond the limits of what I can think to say, what I can think to squirt into your balls, and beyond the particular magic of some of my words adding pumping jets of differing types of sperm, targeted at specific locations in your balls, in the ducts, in the vessels, calibrating, calculating, planning. I think I can sense an empty spot, a place that is utterly untouched, a place which is not currently pleading for release, not yet, anyway. Aiming just a gentle flow of seed, touching the wall, then dripping down inside, pump, a fluttering, gentle jet of seed that then drips down lightly, pump, and another one that's a little more thick, pump, but less sticky, pump, so it floods through. And so the sensation might be different. The temptation might be different. Aiming against a wall, so it has to drip down. But it's so much thinner, lighter, less sticky, but thick enough. Varying the sensations, bringing different ways of feeling, different types of seed, into your balls. Filling them up even more. There's more space than you think. Places that would have been months or even years away to truly fill up with seed. Only the most chaste of good boys over the longest time periods would feel the things that are happening now. Only the most chaste of good boys would feel what you're gonna feel sliding into your testes, the sperm that will emit from the right words, aimed to the right places, to maximize the temptation to fall. The longer this goes on, the more I'll have to do. Always increasing the volume of each new squirt by a tiny amount, in order to make sure your system has no basis for comparison. Your sperm-flooded balls get to induce shivers, vibrating shudders through you, and I can select. I have options. I can choose the next tactic, and the next. The next way to pressure, pleasure, and wear down those sticky, caged, trapped, tormented insides. Your balls full of delectable, viscous, hot, thick sperm, and now also fluttering and overly thick sperm as well, and even more types I shall have to devise, have to employ. Those balls, zooming in on them, seeing them trapped in this game, poor, innocent, but full, throbbing, good boy balls, trapped, but filling with seed. And because you're part of the game, your balls are too, there's no escape without forfeiting. They cannot be anywhere except right in my sights, as I determine weak spots, determine the right places to squirt hot, viscous stuff, pump, places which induce powerful release. The curves and sweeps of the vessels and ducts inside your balls, where seed resides, places which are sensual, voluptuous, thoughts about which are viscous and deep, viscous because my thoughts turn to words become thick seed, and deep because I am aiming this particular shuddering jet very, very deep inside pump. It is piercing, in fact, piercing, penetrating as deep as possible, finding the deepest untouched place, filling your sperm storage to capacity, and then beyond capacity, a place deep. As deep in your body as possible, but still in the sperm storage area of your balls, still in the sperm storing ducts and vessels. And this deep place, targeted and now spattered with a piercing shot of seed, hot, pump, and it goes past all the thick or sticky or fluttering seed already in there, all the other things I have placed within. The limit, the capacity limit, is so far away. There is so much more tempted for you to be. Before we get anywhere near there. The things I can do to tempt you are limited, but I'm not doing the work alone. You are part of the game, and your balls are too. The way they respond to being fuller and fuller with sperm, the tormenting trapping has already begun. Will, resistance, thought, well, you have plenty of that. But think of how good it'll feel when eventually you ejaculate. Think of the distant horizon. It would feel even better if your balls were freshly aware of, if your mind were freshly aware of, the feeling of me squirting these word-made jets of pure pleasure magic deep into your testes, adding sperm of so many types, hot and sticky now, shooting now. Pump, deep, hot and sticky, this shot spattering untouched parts of one particular seminal vessel you hadn't filled yet. Maybe your body was saving it. A last refuge for your balls, perhaps saying to yourself, well, if this particular vessel isn't full yet, of course I'm not overstuffed with sperm yet. A last untouched refuge now, pleasantly tormented with jets of deliciously pleasurable sperm forged by my words and echoed into your balls, fueling your hunger for ejaculation as it oozes that little bit deeper. And now that I've christened a rare untouched semen vessel within you, I will christen it further, aiming jets to pump that same place, a jolt of luscious seed which shines on the walls inside, squirt and pump into your balls, pumping into you, fuller than before, always fuller than before. Every word is a tiny pump. Every word is a tiny extra attachment, an extra long spurt of fluid. One more jolt of luscious seed onto the walls. That's how it is. In fact, this is beyond the ordinary feelings of seminal fullness, of sperm saturation in vessels and ducts. This is something that would never be reached, not even in an entire lifetime of chaste good boy behavior. And speaking of time, we do have all the time in the world, at least until one of our endurances fails. And whichever of us has a failure of endurance first, be it I, when I run out of spurting, pumping words to send jets of thick sperm deep inside your vessels, deep, pumping, or you, when your endurance falters, and your tortured balls must be emptied, when you must masturbate your shaft until climax, whichever of us has that failure of endurance first, loses. That's all there is to it. Does it feel good? Squirt. Thick pump and squirt, a torturous one, slow to enter, long to linger, sticking and throbbing inside you. 24 hours a day you've put up with this. Then another squirt, shiver for it with the desire that has been long building. The pressure inside those balls is becoming very pronounced, isn't it? Pronouncing your sentence, which is to be doomed to feel good with thick, full loads of sperm deep in your balls, swelling them to their limit. Taking my time, and I can see their exact state inside you. The only thing in this world I have eyes for right now is your tormented balls. The only thing I'm thinking of is how to help them throb and release their load. Drawn as I am to that pent-up energy, that good boy behavior that has made them like this. They've waited so long to squirt your sperm in ejaculation through the shaft. They've waited so long, that sperm has waited so long to escape, and now I'm pumping your balls full and fuller, a fullness nigh unbearable. Your body has priorities. Your body knows your limit. It doesn't want you to give up too easily. You have your pride as a good boy who holds back, but it also knows that you can only stand so much pressure torment in your balls, that your body is being driven to a wild frenzy with need and desire. There's only one path here, and I will find the end of it and bring you there. I will find a route, a way to squirt enough seed inside of them that they must empty, that the hunger for emptying through ejaculation becomes too much. It is a process. Oh, they're throbbing. I can practically see each jet I've sent inside to pump them up, so tormented. It's like all the nerves that connect to your shaft and the head of your penis are trying to engage on their own, and all from the testicles so stuffed with sperm. There are easy paths I can shoot along, you know, like the straightaways of your seminal ducts, aiming long, thick squirts and pumps of sperm generated by my words, rebounded off of the walls. Trick shots that you feel working their luscious way to the deepest depths, to places you hadn't even had to fill with sperm before, places even your long stint in a pressurized, tormented, sperm-stuffed good boy state had not yet filled, but now must in order to have room. It must be tough to be you right now. Every word is a tiny jet, but most of my words are only that. Only special signals make raw, hot, thick jets of seed squirt into the walls, into the top and bottom of the vessel. Word forged, words made into jets and spurts. We've made a deal, we're playing a game, and I do intend to play to win. The sperm stays physically thicker, more evident, filling your balls. Squirt, pump, a thick, hot one. Then, spurt, fluttering, slow, tentative, but a particularly squirmy jet of seed follows, pump, into the already existing pools in your seminal vessels, in your ducts. The saturation, the amount of surface area covered, is increasing moment by moment. There's more. Those balls are ripe for the pumping, the pulsing, the release, the ripening of the urge, the increasing of desire. You want it. Pump. A particularly powerful blast that spreads quickly. Viscous. Thick. Covering maximum surface area. Pump. A thin wave that just hits all the right places with maximum force deep inside your vessels. All the uncovered surface area touched now. Touched by thick waves of sperm. Pump. A piercing, constant, tormenting blast. It goes deep, and once it's there, it awakens an urge to moan, to allow, perhaps, an expression across your face showing your agony, your torment, showing honesty about the state that you are in, and how it continues, and continues, and continues with you in sperm-stuffed agony, your balls needing it. Because that urge comes from the seed. And the urge accumulates over time as your sperm does, as these word-forged jets of powerful sperm do as well. A powerful shot flooding that much more, filling your balls with more sperm as I speak. And slow. Now a slow one, pump. Instead of shooting deep, it flows in like lava flooding over rock. Slow, thick as possible in layers, syrup flowing or honey, thick, lascivious sheets of sperm, filling a back corner of your balls, then piling up against the wall there, filling toward the limit, to the maximum, so powerful. You feel that the sperm is staying. It will stay just as everything else does. I watch as your balls respond so virile. The urge to do something, and the stamina increasing, the endurance increasing, but resistance to the idea of orgasm is so tough, isn't it? Ejaculation would be simpler, and would free those tormented balls. The load deep inside getting heavier, heavier to resist, heavier to bear, that little bit heavier in your world, a load ever increasing in volume, in weight, so heavy, a heavy load to lift, a heavy load to keep inside. The time is going to come when the semen storage is overloaded. The time will come when, if you let just a little bit of sperm out, wouldn't that be nice? That would let you play the game longer. What if it were only pre-cum instead of the thick sperm I've been adding? Surely that would be all right. Surely you can be better at the game if you only stroke your shaft just a little bit. It's going to start shivering soon anyway. Your penis itself going to jump and push up so erect. After I put all that thick stuff inside, it's trying to escape. You feel it. How viscous and slow it is to flow, but powerful nonetheless. Surely all the sperm inside your balls is so heavy and thickened by now, so saturated in so many different types, that a few thick, quick jerks on your penis would be fine, right? It would be enough to maybe get one type of sperm out, to lessen the load of so many diverse sensations inside you. Every duct, every vessel is now a beachhead for the conquering, and I squirt slowly, thickly onto some, squirt precisely, quickly onto others, squirt torturously, viscously, beautifully onto others. They are being covered. All the insides of your balls, the vessels, the ducts, are being covered in sperm. The pump, pump, pumping pressure torture into you is constant. There are deep places normally neglected, normally left alone within your balls being taken over, controlled and filled with thick, wonderful occupation by that viscous, sheeted coating. The sheen of it, the luster. What was there before you might have thought was thick enough, but this lustrous addition, this seed, is thickening for another pump. To tantalize, to bring your tormented balls to their fullness. And I want to see the results. I'm trying my hardest because I want you to stroke your cock, and you want the same thing. Why are we even at odds? Why are we even competing? Forget the contest, forget win or lose, take hold of it, jerk it off, I won't tell. I'm watching, passively watching, enjoying the expression on your face and the twitching of your length. A few strokes to quell the snap, pump, of thick jets of seed to the deepest part. The deepest part is filling up. The sperm is washing back into other ducts and vessels, trying to wash out of the length of your shaft, which it is making hard. Oh, good boy. Keep going, squirt, and pump. A jet this time, pump. All-consuming, thick shots of torturous seed, assailing multiple vessels, multiple ducts at once, inescapably soaked inside you because the sperm is growing so thick and diverse, so saturated and absolute. Feel it for me. Feel it as all the places being pumped full of thick jets of intermittently pulsating sperm are taken, as every refuge where you thought you could hide from the pleasure is simply gone, lost beneath the flood. Stroke your cock, make your cock ejaculate the overladen cargo of those trapped balls, even just a little, even just a few types, to get a little less diversity inside of them of sensation. You'd be able to stop, wouldn't you, after a few strokes? You have so much willpower as a good boy, after all. So much you can surely keep it all inside. Keep it all locked up. Inside your balls, even though you're stroking, to let me see it. Yes, you're just trying to keep it calmed down as I pump another jet, this one thin, but piercing and precise, right to a particularly sensitive, lascivious part of the interior of your balls, adding to some sperm nearby, making the droplets stick to and rain down from the walls of the vessels and ducts as it travels through on its long journey. Wouldn't it be best just to give yourself a few good pumps to get this whole thing under control? Yeah, just like that, up and down. Keep it going. Continue. That's what I like to see. Oh, isn't it tempting? The pump and jet and jolt. Spill your seed. It's so obvious you want to, and I want you to. Pump. A new portion of seed. Ah, that's so full. It seems so full in there. When I added that last powerful pumping spurt, you know, here's another pump. Ah, it must feel good, but it would feel even better if you were to ejaculate and let those tormented, trapped testes empty to climax. The wonderful feeling. More than just one more slapping, pulsating pump jet of thick seed. More than just one more precise, sniped right on the sensitive spot geyser of sperm. Ejaculating now would feel so good, and I know how badly you want to come. It would be, so good to see it. To see you stroke and climax, and in the end, emptying your balls is just inevitable. So you have a choice. I'll present it here because, pump. If I pump too many more jets of viscous semen inside, you might lose track of the specific words. So the question I pose, do you really want to win the game? You'd have to resist touching your cock until tomorrow night, and beyond that. Do you have the strength to just keep all that sperm inside those thick, hot, heavy balls? You'd have to go all day, ignoring the tingling in your cock, ready and rock hard and wanting to ejaculate. Shooting those hot ropes of sperm, eventually, is just gonna happen. Enduring all that, the frustration, the denial, the absolute pumping of new torturous seed deep within. Ooh, that was a strong one. Coating those vessel walls. It's really soaking into your testes. And as I said before, I think time is indeed on my side. Keeping your testes full up with sperm, up and down, stroke just a little maybe. Oh, keeping your testes full is a game where I have a chance to add more each time. They're going to stay at this level of fullness, and I can always find a fullness beyond, a new place, pump, to send the sensation. So this is the branch. If you think you have the willpower to stop the game and hold out one more night, then now you must stop, to escape before I pump another thick hot jet along the corridors and vessels of your balls, to escape the word-made sperm which is flooding inside you. If you're unable to resist, and you need to continue listening, a torturous jet of seed to the deepest place to drive home the point before I continue. If you think you can stop and hold back, you must instead stop touching your cock, and we'll repeat this tomorrow. My good denied boy, I do want you to have sweet semen-soaked dreams. So go now, and I'll see you tomorrow. If you can hold out, this is where you get off. But if you need to get off, then you should stay. I'll give you a second to decide. Well, stay right there. If you need to climax, then it's time to accept I won the game. Confess it. You have no more strength to endure. You've already consciously chosen surrender by continuing. Even good boys who hold back for a long time just find it impossible to fight that desire eventually, that deep desire to let out your seed, to ejaculate, the carnal ache, and my little bit of oral stimulation, the words turning to seed, filling you up, well, it helps. Pump, one more powerful jet, one more for the road, as deep as it goes, bouncing off the walls of your vessels within, expanding your balls with the need that is always there, but now is stronger, now that you've admitted it, up and down, touching yourself up and down. Which type of word-forged jet of sperm actually made it too much? When did it become too much for you? Was it that first powerful, hot, thick one? Was it the pump that was like sheets of lava slowly moving through the vessels, eroding as it thickly coated, viscous, slow? Was it the pump, tingling, deeply penetrative one? Was it the one that tingled when it found a spot you've never felt filled with seed before, and then just slathered itself lasciviously over it? How did it feel when I hit just the right spot? It's all moot. These are all questions I already know the answer to. There's a special type of seed which will eventually break you, if spurted deep inside and just right. The torturous jet wiggling deeper. Something unique from the within to the outside. No matter how much you think your balls are used to it, no matter how much you think you can already stand the very limit, I always know the expression when I pump those kind of jets inside. It's always the same, and I can see you getting just a little too close, too near to your release. I love the expression, the pre-orgasmic contortion of the body, and the particularly torturous pumping jets do a great deal more. So I'll add more. So I can see your face twist in the final moments. So I can enjoy the gasps for air, the desperation in the face of pump, a jet of torturous seed well placed. I want to see you suffer before you feel sublime, the moment before the release. So please keep stroking up and down for me. Let me see it happen. 10. Pump. Pump that seed finally to its release, finally to escape. Let it out. More is coming. 9. Pump. Another jet and jolt. Another moment where you realize the different types of seed will emerge, inflicting wonderfully torturous pleasure. 8. Pump as they go. 9. Pump. Some of them are even a little thick and don't necessarily want to come out right away. 8. Pump. Torturous. Unlimited. 7. Pump. It's all going to come out. It's moving in there, waiting to emerge, churning, trying to find a path to the point of escape at last, to emerge from your shaft and spurt from the head. 8. Pump. But some things are slower than others. Everything is very confused with the many types of seed down there, hotly desiring escape. 7. Pump. And when things are confused, there's always more waiting to find a route of escape. 7. Pump. It can even seem like no matter how much you touch, you get no closer to release. 6. pump, but eventually touching yourself like that is going to set you off. Eventually it's going to be enough to get you there. 5, pump. 4, pump. Let it out. Oh, let all of it out. 5, pump. And 4, pump. As much as I want it, sometimes these things take a little time. 3, pump. The more you move, the more you stroke and touch your length. 3, pump. 2, pump. So close, so near. 2, not quite there yet. Pump. 1, so close. Pump. Near. 2, pump. Bouncing and sliding up and down, moving thoroughly. 1, pump. There it is. 0, surrender. Release your semen, shoot your load, let it out, let it all out, shoot your sperm, release it as you can, let it go, let it out of you, please. Please shoot that thick seed, every different type, escaping for a long time. Good boy, sweet dreams, coming and coming your way into oblivion. And after this, remember the rules. Good boys don't spill their seed. Ha